This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Jason, I'm here.
Is it morning already?
All right, let's put on a good show.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it for the boy.
Go! Morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Carrie Ann Inaba, what do you think our show is going to be like today?
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Nine.
Oh, well, wow. There are my hopes. Wow. And joining me every single day when she's not doing... when she's not doing the tango nude down the streets of Shoreview, ladies and gentlemen, the nude tango queen, Alexis Thompson.
Wow, watch me move so fast you could barely see it. Thank goodness. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunnyus.
Good morning, Dom McClain.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. Flight attendant Rita, good morning.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Ensure your mobile phones and electronic devices are turned off.
Very important. It's Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. 5:32 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to what's going to be the most productive day of your week. Mm-hmm. And welcome to your first sip of coffee.
Yes.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
We need a gargle with coffee.
What?
No,
you gargling already? What's wrong with it? It's already? It's one of those days you're gargling with coffee?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why four?
Oh,
why
man, four? Because I got stuff to do.
What? Like,
I had
are you
so much
day?
To do yesterday, and I didn't do anything.
Seriously,
you didn't
that a girl.
Do anything,
that a girl.
Alexis.
I did my work
That's
stuff.
My girl.
I wrote all my commercials and did all
okay,
of that kind
okay,
of stuff.
Okay,
but
fine.
All of the personal things, nope, didn't
That's
do. Nope. Today is the day.
Because you're going to Iceland next Monday.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to be here.
Over the weekend, yes.
I'm so proud of you, Lex. Everyone else would judge you. I'm very proud of you for doing absolutely nothing.
Thank you. Yeah, so we gotta get.
Would you mind sharing what's on your to do list today? What do you have a lot to do today?
Yes, a lot. Errands and just running just to get things. Yeah, for my trip and around the house. My girlfriend's flying in on Friday, so I have to make sure her room looks good and on point, and not all my stuff.
Clean
in there
the
that
toilet. You got to clean the toilet.
Yes,
Lex.
Gotta clean the toilet. I need to either see. I think I give my dogs baths.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to drop them off at the pet store.
Oh, hell yes.
I just decided I think I'm going to do that.
Yes.
One less thing off your... Yes.
So that...
They'll put a little bandana on their neck, usually.
Oh, yeah. And they,
right?
You know what? What is it? It's the magic of pet groomers.
Yes.
They just...
Use their services.
Man, they come back looking so much better than I could ever do. And I even try to blow dry my dogs.
There's a visual.
And Packy's 85 pounds.
He's big. He's a biggin.
He doesn't want to.
No.
I took Dex and Mr. Big to one of those muddy paw places. The one in Maple Grove where you do it yourself, but the bathtubs are made for dogs.
Yeah.
They're higher.
Yes.
They're higher, and it's really convenient. I got to tell you, I loved that. The dogs loved it. It wasn't a pain in the butt. It was it wasn't that expensive. Yeah, I loved it.
Oh,
and
I'm
it's a local business.
So. Yes, he is. Yeah. He's a local. He was a radio producer before starting his company.
That's right. That's right, Alexis.
Over at our sister station, KSNE5, Keith. Great guy. Great couple. And they have a Bernese Mountain dog.
Oh
they definitely need some place to wash that dog.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But it's, beautiful. I shot a story there at the Maple Grove location last season and fell in love with the concept. I thought it was fantastic. And it was just because Dexter is a boxer, so he's a bigger dog. So putting him in the bathtub is a little bit of a chore. And I don't have like a hose, and it's a pain.
Yes.
And Biggie hates a bath, so washing him is like washing like a wet raccoon. You know, it's like a swirly raccoon.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It's just a mess.
It makes it kind of fun. That's why I usually like to do it, but I'm thinking
I don't even know if I want to spend the time.
Nobody got time for that.
Take that off your list. Lex, yeah. Take that off your list right now. You don't need to do that. Yeah, yeah.
But, so just getting things done. Today's the day, guys. Just
today's it.
Most jump productive out of bed. Day of the week.
Yes.
Okay.
We can do
it. Well, good luck on that.
Thank you, girl.
Well, I think I actually... Lex doesn't lie, but I'm just going to bust her right now. Lex just lied to you all. Lex just lied to you all because the reason that she was not doing her... I can't even say this with a straight face. The reason that Alexis was not doing her chores is because after the show yesterday, Alexis... Well, we've been noticing... Okay, let me just tell you this. We've been noticing that Alexis seems to leave... and jumps in her car after the show a couple days, right, Dawn?
She was like, "I've got to go home. I can't concentrate here." And that's what she said to me yesterday.
Yeah. And then we've gotten intel from my talkers that she's been at the airport. And so we were wondering where the hell is she going? Yeah. Well, we found out that she's going to Colorado Springs, and we couldn't figure out why she was going to Colorado Springs, but we now know here. This is not a joke. Well, the Alexis part is, but this is not a joke. This is a news report from KKTV 11 in Colorado Springs. And just keep in mind, everybody, that I sent this to Alexis and Dawn and B. Arthur last night. I said, Alexis is in trouble again. Here, take a listen.
Family has had enough. They say a woman is defecating on their sidewalk near Briargate and Union in Colorado Springs. The family says they've caught her in the act. Twice now. They've begged her to stop, but now Springs police are getting involved. 11 News reporter Spencer Wilson joins us live in the studio. And Spencer, this is so gross. What is the family saying about how often this is happening?
Alisa, according to the Buddy family, about once a week, they're getting all too familiar with the paper towels she wipes with and the nasty surprises she leaves behind.
Oh my God.
We call her the Mad Paper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
The Mad Pooper of Pine Creek.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her. So.
Pants around ankles in broad daylight. Her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought, for sure, she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, and never run here ever again. Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta-potties. There's a gas station right here.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign, posting this sign to get her to cut the,
quick, because it's disgusting. I mean, bottom line is it's disgusting.
Officers have asked Kathy to snap some pictures of the runner and get the word out, hoping she will stop before indecent exposure and public defecation charges.
It's just not a natural thing we would do in our society to drop your trouser and
you hear that, Lex?
Relieve yourself right there when you know there's people around, especially.
You gotta go, you gotta go. Sometimes going to Colorado Springs just very freeing.
There's so many things to unpack there. I mean, Mad Pooper, smear Creek. Campaign.
Just so we know that it's
towels.
Pine Creek. Did they say she's a runner?
She's a runner.
Okay, so she's doing it because she's like, woo, I gotta go right now? Or is it that she's crazy?
They're saying that it's revenge pooping.
Okay.
The revenge.
Who are they anyway?
This is the cops are involved, and it appears to be that.
So she doesn't
that's
like
what they're
them.
Investigating.
Oh.
Yes.
I saw that. I don't know why, but have you noticed on your Google app, if you go to it now, there's the search bar, but right below it, there's like an aggregated list of stories that Google thinks you'll be interested in. Have you noticed that on your app?
Oh, yeah,
the suggested stories?
Yeah.
Mad Pooper was the first story last night, Lex, when I sent that to you. And I don't know what was more disturbing, the fact that that story exists or the fact that Google thought that I would want to see it.
Yes!
I... both cracked me up a lot last night before
probably
I sent it.
Moose soup woman.
The moose soup woman.
Or the other.
Come down for moose soup after.
Catch him, Denny. Catch him.
Catch him, Denny.
That Denny.
That I thought it was Danny. Catch him, Daddy.
Catch him, Denny.
Denny, catch him. Is it back? Get it back. Get it back out of the house.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe Google knows.
It knows you like funny viral videos.
No, Google knows we need material. That's what Google knows.
Yeah. Good, thank God.
Can you guys imagine?
No, I mean, having a neighbor
who does this.
I mean, if you want a revenge poop, I understand that sort of, but to do it in broad daylight—that's the thing. Do it in the night. So you're not caught.
Put it in a brown bag and light it on fire.
And who's she trying to seek revenge against?
I don't know. I got to know more about this, though.
I mean, maybe she has a urinary tract infection. If I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, maybe she has irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Yes, but it looks like there's a lot of options.
Is she going to go in the like the bushes, like right
away.
In the middle of the... Ooh.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Find some foliage.
I don't think the MP deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, boy.
Do you know
I'm down with you know me, you know the MPP.
This poop, P-O-O-P. If I would become a little obsessed with this person if this was happening in my neighborhood.
I would find ways
to hide my camera, to catch her in the act.
Yes, you would have binoculars. Hell would be out there with booby traps.
Mm-hmm. We would be ready.
Back off, yo.
We'd be getting evidence for the cops.
So, haters, back up, yo.
Mm-hmm. The poopers.
Oh man.
Wow.
As well, if you see our underwear, I will check for stains. That's very important.
That's right, I know. 542, we'll be back after these messages.
The radio home of experts at skipping YouTube ads. My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment.
When it comes to you, there's no crime. Let's take both of our souls and intertwine. When it comes to you, don't be blind. Watch me speak from my heart. When it comes to you, comes to you. Won't you to share that?
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Something that comes in sevens. Caroline.
Fingers.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Thank you very much, Jason and Alex. Oh, let's do one more.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name a part of the body that gets bigger as adults get older. Freddy, penis.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain. What do we have on the social medias, Lex? You have anything going on your social media today? You want to tell people about anything going on?
Because
I turned our AOL on, Lex. I turned our social medias on.
Listen to that.
Because on my Insta this morning, my drive-in, I showed you, I taped how incredibly quiet the North Loop is at 4:30 in the morning. It's just so I gave you a peek at my drive. It was very exciting.
Ooh.
And then let's see. Then last night I showed you one frame of we were watching the screener. The advanced screener for tonight's American Horror Story cult episode.
Yeah.
So I showed you that on my Insta stories. So if you follow me on Instagram right now, Jason Matheson, go to my Insta stories and you'll see that.
You still loving? Kind of liking?
I'm sorry, Lex. What? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Lex. I'm not hearing you right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm not hearing you. It's hard to
That's
hear you right
what
now.
I thought, Jace.
But no, okay. Let me just say, this is what will come out of my mouth right now.
Okay.
Something happened last night where Colin said, oh, I really don't like that. Like in a very serious, and then something else happened that Colin said, well, there goes Alexis. I am not kidding you.
Oh.
I am not kidding you. Colin, beautifully, the timing was so beautiful. He's taking a sip of water out of his cup. And something happens. He goes, well, there goes Alexis. And I said, yep. I said, cheers to that bitch.
Yeah. I already feel like I'm out after the second one. But, yes. You know, we got to give it a third try, right?
Oh, Lex, I don't know. You may be out.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But anyway.
The only picture that I have that's new is I nailed a pet photo.
You what? Just,
I nailed it.
You did? Oh, yep.
My dog's
good.
Just like perfect in it.
Oh, I and see. They're looking opposite directions.
Let me look.
That one.
Nailed it. I'm looking at it.
They were sitting so cute on the deck. They're like, we look cute right now.
Aww.
And the second I point my camera at them, they're like, quick, look away.
Look, that looks like it. That looks like an advertisement for PetSmart.
Really cute. Either or like dog counseling.
Yeah.
Couples counseling for dogs.
Right.
Nailed it, Lex. Nailed it. There's your second career there, Lex. Yeah.
Pet photos.
Photography. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Follow Lex right now. Lex and the cities. Dawn at dark. And then, like I said, just my name. Dawn, you have your Renaissance Festival adventure, right?
Ooh, I do. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to take more creepy pictures of guys in kilts, but I was like, I got one on there.
He's got a cast on.
He does? I didn't look at that. I was just looking at his legs.
Or like a wrist guard.
Did they have casts back in the Renaissance years?
No.
I don't think so.
He didn't, but...
Yeah. Let's laugh a little. Let's do this to end our 5 o'clock hour.
What happened last night? It's time for Late Night Funnies.
Funny stuff.
Here's Jason.
I don't know if this is funny, but this is another thing where I thought of Alexis. Alexis and Jimmy Fallon have something in common. I'm going to play this clip, and you figure out what they have in common. This is Jimmy Fallon giving a gift to Demi Lovato.
I made you my own.
You made me pickles?
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard
yes.
that you like pickles.
I love pickles.
You do?
Thank you.
So I dated it on the top.
Oh, my God. You're so sweet.
A vacuum sealer. I have a video just real quick, just an 8-second video. That's me getting it. That's garlic. That's a jar. That's thing. That's pickles. That's jalapeno. That's dill. That's the distilled brine. I put a vacuum sealer, sucked it in, and there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Jalapeno pickles, Lex. That sounds really good.
I love homemade pickles.
Oh, I have many quarts at home that
do
I've made.
You?
Yes,
Flex.
I do.
Ooh, you bring me one?
Yeah, we turn into a factory. Yes, I can do that.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't make any this summer yet, though. It might be too late.
Okay.
Yeah, the summer is over. There,
it is. Yeah. But yeah, I have some, yes, and I love making pickles.
Do you make the jalapeno flavor, a jalapeno flavor?
Oh, yeah, and when you add a little, yes, when you make the, when you pickle green beans.
Yeah.
And you add a little heat. Oh! It's so good.
Okay, I got it.
My dad
might be good.
Used to make cinnamon pickles.
Mm.
Oh my gosh,
really?
They're so good with like red hot
really,
candies.
Dawn?
It is like one of the best things, and so strange. And
I need his recipe. Yeah. I'm trying that.
Okay,
next summer.
Stats. We need a stat.
Yep.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien, let's move. We always love Conan. We always say, and we think so. Conan has the best monologue night after night. Here he is talking about a guy who had an unfortunate incident at the gym. Take a listen.
In Germany, a man working out at a gym got his penis caught in a 5-pound weight.
Yeah. Ouch.
Now, in fairness, on Fridays, he does legs, back, and penis. That's his day.
Oh, I love Conan so much. Lex, have you heard about the California's plans for water tunnels? No? Listen, here's Conan.
What's going on? We've got some good news for California. California Governor Jerry Brown is working on a plan to build two tunnels that will bring water to Southern California. Yes. Now, it's California, so one tunnel's for flat water, the other sparkling with lime.
It is
That's kind of a good idea. My folks live in Southern California, and sometimes can't use their water.
It is 5:55. When we come back, we have Hot Topics, and I'm going to kick it off by scaring the pajibis out of Alexis. What do I mean? You will find out after these messages. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Entertainment.